Welcome to Flix Talk 111. A great number to begin with, actually. We're all about patterns and numbers here at Donaltix. So, hope you're all having a great day. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon to everyone who has joined us. Also, Navroz Mubarak to fanatics who are especially from Iran, our Persian community. Best wishes for a great year ahead, and we wish you a lot of success and a lot of happiness in all your pursuits, creative and otherwise. So, to begin with, today's space, we'll of course we'll be talking to our guest, which is Vinny from Steak Sito. And before we begin, want to have Abhishek talk about a few updates from Omniflix side, from the Flix crew, covering some engineering updates and some important news of sorts. Abhishek, over to you. How are you doing, by the way?
Hey Jatin, I'm doing very well. Glad to see the Steak Sito team over here. And pretty excited for, what they'll be talking about, looking forward to seeing what they'll share. But, for sure. Quickly before that, let me go ahead and share some of the updates that you mentioned, Jatin. So, first things first, this weekend, we've had an issue with our provider, mostly due to, reasons beyond our control, in some sense. Some things, we obviously took risks, but at the same time, this wasn't like foreseen. But at the same time, we've initiated the migration. The apps are live. Some of the NFTs, the media for the NFTs, are not yet accessible or they're not visible. So you should be able to see those going forward. If you have the file ready, the same file ready with you, do not hesitate to go ahead and upload it. Your NFTs with their media will be visible sooner if you can upload the file using Studio. We'll be sharing more information about that. But even if you do not have the file, do not worry. We've not only realized the importance of, alternate regions, but also alternate providers. You can't just depend on, say, a single cloud provider. Being in Web3, it's probably very obvious, but sometimes not so much, right? So, of course, we definitely have learnings here, as well as intend to like better build these systems that every creator utilizes, every organization utilizes, right? So we are planning for additional layers of backup, if you can say that, for content like media assets, as well as the data. This can be using Jackal, this can use multiple other providers, or as a creator, you should be free to choose whatever provider you want. We should be able to build compatible data formats, for you to utilize, not only on, say, Jackal or your friendly neighborhood storage provider, IBFS, but you should also be able to utilize Arweave and some of the other, or your own system, right? to be able to back up content and you know, make it accessible. So yeah, this is one major point. Apart from that, we've of course, you know, if this concerns some teams, the other teams or departments within the engineering team have been pushing forward with the functionality behind gated interactions first and then video drops. So these are being worked on, as you might already know if you're following Omniflix. But if you're just joining us today for this 111 space, right? Yeah, we are working on what are gated interactions. This is a bit different from gated content, right? So with gated content, you can expect a format where if you have an NFT, if you verify the ownership of an NFT, right, you should be able to view the content. But with gated interactions, it is a bit different. Anyone can view the content, right? Like the distribution of content, we do not want to like restrict access to that. But the interactions themselves are gated, right? We moved away from the term token gated interactions and are now calling it gated interactions, primarily because, you know, we have like the perfect example right here. So let's say you have the, you know, staked CETO NFTs, you know, with you. If you were a delegator, staked CETO dropped NFTs, you know, thousands of NFTs to their delegators. And if you have that, you know, that is a token, right? That's an NFT. That's a non-fungible token. So you can call that. And if you verify the ownership of that NFT and access interactions, right, you can call that as, or you can say that this is a token gated interaction. But what if you stake your Flix with the stake CETO validator, right? And, you know, here there's no token representing anything, representing your delegation, but the state of the tokens, you know, the fact that you've delegated tokens to the stake CETO validator is recorded on chain. So, you know, if we were calling this feature, or if we termed it as token gated, we were very restricted in thinking that all of the gating has to happen primarily using tokens. But we can also use on-chain data, right? Like just in the example that I mentioned, if I went ahead and staked 10 Flix, 100 Flix, 1000 Flix with the stake CETO validator, and that delegation can be used as access to content, right? Or interactions. Those are gated interactions. And, you know, we're moving away from the token gated part to just being gated. So, I mean, I took these few minutes to explain that primarily because, you know, all of our creators, you know, need to understand these intricacies, like the minute details, so that they can better plan. And when we say gated, like we were using the term protected, right? Like token protected. It made sense, you know, as a synonym and as something that lacked the negative effect. You know, gating means restricting, protected means, say, you know, something positive. But yeah, not moving away completely from the terminology. We will still be calling or, you know, referring to these as gated interactions, gated content, just so that there is easy, clear communication. And the difference between token gated and gated interactions or gated content, you know, I'm sure you all understood, but this will be published as a blog post as well. So yeah, this is something that is exciting, that is releasing. So, you know, just to give you a quick overview about gated content, like maybe next week we'll talk about video drops and everything else around that. But just to give you a quick overview about gated content, right? Yeah, you can use that to collaborate with other creators, right? Sandy's here, IBC Mafia is here. You know, the Flix fanatics are here. You have Chris over here. You have, of course, the Stake CETO team themselves here, right? All of these, their creators, they have communities. They have people that trust, you know, the creator, right? And are part of the community, that believe in the creator and are part of the community. And if you really want to, say, collaborate with any of these guys, you know, be it tardigrades from a PFP standpoint, stake CETO from a badge standpoint, Chris And Tangled from a trading card standpoint, Sandy from a unique NFTs one of one NFT standpoint, right? If you're looking to collaborate with their community, just get access to a video with their community, exclusively to their community, or you know, you can get it with multiple communities, right? Multiple collections can be selected. So you can go ahead, get those interactions with multiple collections, and yeah, talk to the creator, talk to the, you know, community managers, right? And make sure that, you know, they share the word, spread the word, right? If you're offering something exclusively for their community, I'm 100% sure that every creator that I mentioned or anyone in the ecosystem would want to work with you, collaborate with you. So, you know, you can use gated interactions to collaborate, not just restrict people from accessing content or accessing interactions. The second part is, you know, if collaboration is the first, you know, key advantage from a creator standpoint, from a publisher standpoint, the second advantage here is that you can also maintain exclusivity, right? You can combine, right, multiple pockets of people, you can bring them together, right, multiple segments of people, and get them to interact with one video or, you know, series of videos. So this way you will be able to better build your community as well as, you know, keep it exclusive to the communities that you're collaborating with. The third thing here is, of course, you know, if you have an open interaction, a video that is open for interactions, you know, from anyone, there have been, you know, say some doubts, you know, regarding, you know, if bots are participating, if, you know, X, if Y, if Z, right? And, you know, thinking about spam, you know, and people spamming the interactive video itself, right, and participating in the interactions, right? All of this doubt can be eliminated if you get your interactions, not the video, not the content, just the interactions with people that you want, you know, people that you want to collaborate with or exclusively to your community. It's Stakesito, they publish excellent videos, you know, tutorials, right, explainers. No, the Akash concept video, I'm not really sure who worked on it, but you know, definitely those are things that, you know, I think the ecosystem in some sense needs, because, you know, honestly, I was just talking to Jatin today. As Omniflix, we talk about new features, you know, talk about things that are coming up, but very rarely we talk about things that already exist. Now, how can you utilize the power of what already exists? It's something that we want to focus on. And, you know, all of those videos by Stakesito, the videos can be open, the content can be open, right? But the interactions can only be accessed by delegators, right? For now, it is token gated, but eventually it'll be on-chain activity gated, right? And so on and so forth. So these are some of the ways in which a creator, a publisher, you know, a community manager, right, can utilize interactive videos, especially gated interactions, you know, with gated interactions. Yeah, more about video drops, you know, probably in the next few days or in the coming weeks. But, you know, this is something that I wanted to share exclusively with all of you. You know, this is also part of what I was like letting you all know. You know, we're talking about things that are coming up, but not really talking about things that exist right now, today, right? And the potential, the power of what can be done with them. So yeah, this is something that the team has been working on. Of course, the video drops functionality, we are preparing to open source the contracts associated with the launchpad, you know, be it the classic Minter, be it the classic open edition Minter or the multi-mint open edition Minter, right? So all of these contracts will be open, you know, or open sourced for you to review, or, you know, if you're a creator, might not be savvy enough, you know, if you have a friend that, you know, can understand Cosm Bossum, please go ahead and share it with them for review. But I'll suggest something else. I did this myself, so you know, I'm very confident about this approach. Copy the code on GitHub, paste it on ChatGPT, ask ChatGPT, like throw infinite questions at ChatGPT, and you should have all your queries addressed. And if there is something that ChatGPT cannot help you with, we're very sure we can help you with that, right? So do not hesitate to, you know, go ahead, inspect, you know, explore, and you know, you'll probably figure out some functionality that we might not have exposed in the UI. Like the contract has a lot of power, but the front-end interface, the app, might not expose all that power, right? If there is something that you figure out, discover, you know, please feel free. But, you know, we don't expect every creator to do that. You know, some of the more enthusiastic ones might be able to do that or might be interested to do that. But they'll be open source. The contracts will be open sourced pretty soon. We are preparing for that. And yeah, April is a solid month. We will have quite a few feature launches, you know, updates. Most likely before March, and we should see some of these features go live. But, you know, we are first focused on the migration. The other engineering departments are focused on the upcoming releases and, you know, some more implementations. You know, we have been talking to a few people, not only within the Cosmos ecosystem, but outside. So, you know, some more good news, maybe next month or in the following weeks, right? So, yeah. In the next few weeks, we'll also talk about video drops and all that's coming up. So if you have any questions, do not hesitate to let us know. But yeah, Jatin and team, that concludes our my updates from an engineering standpoint. Yeah, please feel free to ask any questions that you might have.
I think that was a good wrap up on what's going on and what's coming. Yeah, really excited for the gated interactions bit, especially because I think that will conclude like a good set of like we already have interact to claim, and gated interactions will be something that brings the same sort of functionality about rewarding and giving like a interaction whitelist to a bunch of people who already hold NFTs. Of course, the part that you mentioned about bringing true engagement and, like, you know, having it making your campaigns more spam free, more collaborative, because people cannot just like whitelist for their like get the interactions for their own collections, but for their collaborators' collections as well. And I think that's one thing that really thrives on Omniflix, is that we've been seeing so many collaborations between our Genesis and even like upcoming creators in terms of storytelling. I think a lot of the creators are in the space. There is Sandy, Snails, Fight Farm, like, you know, a lot of them are even like in different NFT formats. I've seen like music NFT formats with artwork. I saw Tangled and Sandy Toes, they have a collection. Tangled and Pega have a collection together. So just really cool. Yep.
Sure. Thank you, Jatin. Just a quick point, like, I've seen some of you join, you know, while I was talking, or, you know, just after I completed, you know, sharing some of my updates. Very thanks. Thanks a lot, Nemus and Mini, for staying here, you know, for the 15-20 minutes that we were sharing our updates. We are planning to change the format of Flix Talk by a bit, you know, tweaking the format, where we will most likely have Omniflix side of updates, you know, be it engineering and, you know, a few others in the first 15 minutes, max 20 minutes of the space. And, you know, then go on with the featured guests and probably wrap it up with the featured guests. So this is a format, you know, we are not experimenting, you know, Nemus and Vinny, primarily because our creators asked about this, and, you know, they sometimes got updates, sometimes due to the space running for too long, we, you know, concise all those, you know, zip all those updates and then, you know, share them quickly. So instead of that, you know, we are focusing on some of the important updates for creators, you know, at the start of the space. So yeah, thank you for your patience, and Jatin, Nimas and Vinny, I'll let you guys take over.
Sure. No, definitely. We must experiment. So, I think I'll just give a small introduction, because Stakesito is not only well known in Cosmos, but our connection with them also goes deep. Their collection was one of the Genesis NFT collection on Omniflix. Like, you know, one of the first validators to drop badge. Soulbound NFTs, I think there are two collections right now on Omniflix for people who, like, you know, who participated, interacted on early and with the quest they have a channel on Omnix TV, and the team has been growing. So of course, you know, we had to have them on the space as well. So yep, I think it's a good time as any to start. Hi Vinny, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
All good. All good here. Thank you for being so patient. We just wanted to cover some important updates first. But yeah, so I think before I start, I think it'll be great if you can give a quick update about, like, you know, your journey in crypto, working with Stakesito and the team. I know the team's like has been slowly like expanding, and over time it has, you know, become very popular in Cosmos. So always nice to hear about, like, you know, more and more about it.
Yeah, for sure. So I've been in crypto for a while. It's been maybe 10 years now, a little over 10 years. I feel old even just saying that. I got into the space as a trader. So I was trading Bitcoin. And then Ethereum cropped up and all these projects were being built in the Ethereum ecosystem. So naturally, because I have a background in economics, I was interested in, you know, speculating on these assets in the Ethereum ecosystem. And then so because I wanted these projects to do well, I would go in the Telegram channels and just give them feedback. Hey, you're not doing this right. Hey, do this better. Do this better. Do this like this. And so one of the founders said, hey, like, jump on a call with me. And I thought they wanted to give me, you know, to just say, hey, sorry. Sorry, we've not been doing things well and we're going to correct what we've been doing. But it ended up being that they wanted to hire me. So that's how I got my break into crypto around 2016, 2017. This is during the ICO craze. So been here since working professionally. I've worked for renewable energy projects that did peer-to-peer trading between producers and consumers of renewable energy. And then I moved on to Zcash. So I was working on a privacy project, L1. And then after Zcash, I moved on to EOS. So I was also with EOS. EOS is actually the project that raised the biggest ICO funds. So they raised, I believe, $4.1 billion. In ICO funds, which is a whole other story that I'm not going to go into right now. But yeah, it's just cool to have worked for some of these projects. And then I moved on to work for Anoma and Namada, and I was their head of marketing and communication. So Anoma is an intent-centric architecture that's focusing on counterparty discovery, solving, and settlement. And then Namada is actually building on the work that was being done at Zcash, and they've improved the sapling circuit for asset agnostic multi-chain privacy. So yeah, I've been around for a while, and then, you know, I kind of realized that I want to work within the Cosmos ecosystem, and Anoma and Namada were close to the Cosmos ecosystem. Some would argue they are part of the Cosmos ecosystem, but I just wanted to be a bit more involved with Cosmos SDK like type focused projects. So here I am now at Stakesito. I lead marketing, governance, and business development, which is a lot of hats, but I also don't even like to say that I lead, because everything we do at Stakesito is really a team effort. So in as much as maybe to the public eye, I might wear the hat, we actually collaborate so much on literally everything. So yeah, it's really cool to be here. I love the team, honestly speaking. My sister was in town actually this weekend, and she was telling me that she hasn't seen me this happy working for an employer since the renewable energy project, which was like maybe 5 years ago. So super happy to be at Stakesito, and super happy to be contributing to over 40 networks within the Cosmos ecosystem. Now I definitely feel like I'm part of the ecosystem, part of Cosmos, and actively contributing to, you know, a lot of these networks. So yeah, that's me in a nutshell. If you have any questions, feel more than free to ask them.
That's great. For people who just joined in, that's a great testimonial for another criteria that you can go for choosing your validators, is how happy and, like, you know, decentralized the team is in terms of how much they, like, you know, share the load and what sort of. I think that's really cool. I think I can see how you would want to get also on the validator side, because now you can almost oversee, like, You are like sort of in touch with all these different sort of chains.
I love it. I actually really love it because now I am the point of contact with these chains. And so I'm getting to know literally everybody in the ecosystem. And we validate a lot of networks, right? 40 is not a small amount. Yeah. So getting to engage with our founders and their marketing people and their BD people. And it's just really awesome to do that because I'm a very social person. So this really just puts me in my natural element. I love it.
No, definitely. That sounds good. And I mean, as Omniflix being a validator in Cosmos as well, like we understand the work that goes behind, like, you know, not only just keeping the chain secure, but also in terms of, like, you know, building relations, mm-hmm. and especially when it's at this scale, like, you know, 250 million plus asset, like, you know, being staked, that's a big thing. So of course that's a good. My second question was also because we are, like, you'll also see like a creator first platform,
mm-hmm.
and Stakesito of course has a great lineup. I mean, you have Cryptocito, Liam, who also I think recently joined, mm-hmm. and I've seen like all the members of the team also very regularly put out like tutorials, walkthroughs. They have governance opinions, like, you know, everyone's actually have tackled like one sort of like piece of pillar of content, and they're like really at it. So from a project that's into decentralized media, like how are you going about, like, as big validator also,
mm-hmm.
what I think you have also have like a lot of responsibility in terms of educating the new Cosmonauts that are joining, especially and also focusing on growing the pie. So how are you going through the whole like, you know, educational content and the media about it?
To be honest, it's actually such a dream to be part of this team because everybody is very creative. So like there's Liam, there's Sito, Serge, sorry, Nemus was on this call. I was also very creative. I'm so sorry. I literally just doxed him. Anyways, Nemus, who's our co-founder, he is also very creative. He puts out tutorials, and then I also put out content, and our technical team is also super creative. So like we might have an idea and we don't know how to execute it, and so we bring it up with the team and there'll be a technical solution from the team that's very creative though. So it's really awesome. And to be honest, there is no like formula like at Stakesito for content and creativity. We're all just very chaotically creative. There are things that interest different people, and so they cover those different areas. And it kind of just works out that we complement each other very well in the way that we have different strengths, and our strengths are in the areas of interests that we kind of share. So yeah, overall, in terms of the content that comes out from Stakesito, we don't really have a system. Liam does what he wants to do. I kind of do what I want to do. You know, Nemus will do what he wants to do. Sito covers the Cosmos ecosystem more broadly. But then we also do focus on collabing with ecosystem networks that we're validating. And so there, then I do maybe play a bit more of a key role in identifying what are the gaps that they have and how can we fill them as a validator so that we are a lot more aligned with the networks that we validate. So yeah, I think that's also one of our strengths. One of the things we've been doing is helping onboard people to testnets. We actually were working very closely with Barrachain on this one and a couple others that I'm not going to necessarily mention. So yeah, we don't necessarily have a system for content and that kind of stuff. But when it comes to marketing, it's very much a case-by-case basis. So just looking at what is the network we're validating? What are their needs? Or what are the voids that we can see that they have? And then we reach out to them and we find a solution together. So yeah, in a nutshell, we get a lot of compliments on, you know, how interactive we are with the community. And a lot of people ask, you know, like, how do you guys manage to do this? Yeah, there's literally no system. We all have literally access to Twitter. So we're all active on Twitter, including the technical people too. So yeah, there's no one person who's like the social media person. There's no one person for content. Yeah, very decentralized, very horizontal style of leadership. The CEO will post content. The COO will post content. I will post content. Everyone does everything. Yeah.
That's really cool. And also, like, it's working out great that everyone's strength in different formats and different topics is also coming through, like, you know, in addition to it being horizontal, because like, you know, a lot of rich experience being blended together.
Yeah, honestly, it's such a dream. Like, I keep telling them, for me, being on this team is just so awesome. Very super creative team. Our founder is actually here, the one that I just doxed. I'm so sorry, Mimos.
He's been, like, you know, have regularly come to our spaces at times. Hi, Mimos.
Yeah, hey, friends, and no worries to Winnie. I mean, I would say most of the people that...
Can you hear me?
Yep, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay.
I think I'm not able to...
All right, no worries. I just move on. I just wanted to say, I guess most people that work with me closely...
Yes, you know, the X platform doing what it does best.
Oh, you can't hear him? I can hear him.
Yeah, I'm not able to for some reason.
It's so funny. This happened also with Jackal. They tried to kind of like have a space and some people could hear each other and then other people couldn't hear each other. So, uh-oh.
Nimes, if you want to join in again, just let me
know. Let's try. Nimes, do you want to head out and then come back?
Yep, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would appreciate that really much. Would want to hear.
Sorry.
No worries, no worries. So I think my third question, the part that you mentioned about making the content interactive, I think that phases it out to what I actually wanted to know. So Stake Zero, of course, does a bunch of tutorials, and I think we are in this phase of also, like, you know, a good bull market run, getting so many people who are into, like, you know, going through airdrops and trying testnets and, like, you know, have exploring upcoming projects. So it becomes all the more important to have, like, you know, verified and good tutorials.
Mm-hmm.
And Stake Zero also has a channel, Stake TV. I wanted to get your opinion about, like, how, like, a media deep in project works. Like, you know, there are recent events that sort of tie into this, which is, like, you know, a lot of crypto and blockchain focused content is not finding its home on YouTube at times. And there is also, like, a lot of, like, you know, bot based or, like, scam activity that happens on Twitter. I think, at least in my perspective, it makes put OnFlix TV in that positioning really well, that it's A, that you can, like, you know, really control, really, as Abhishek mentioned, like, you can gate interactions, you can make sure that you're covering the important bits, and you can, secondly, is you can make it interactive, so it's educating in that aspect too. So I wanted to hear what you think about it.
So Nimes actually was going to step in on this one. Let's see if he can speak. If not, I'll answer his, I'll answer
the question. Yeah, hey. Can everyone hear me this time?
Can you raise your, like, can someone react if you can hear Nimes?
Can anyone hear me? Hello?
I can hear you.
Yeah, I can.
Oh, nice.
Okay, and anyone from the audience?
Hey, Nana, can you hear Nimes?
All right.
Yes,
all
I can.
Okay, she can hear you.
It works. We are back. Sorry for that. I don't know. X doing its thing again. And to quickly answer your question, so I'm personally extremely bullish on OmniFlix TV, and coincidentally, we actually were in the process of setting up the official Stake Zero channel the last 1 or 2 days, but you know, the server were down, so I didn't manage to finish the process. So as soon as it's back up, we will finish that one, and I guess within this week we will have Stake Zero channel also on OmniFlix TV. We will be uploading some of our important videos from the past, but also we will, like, you know, keep it up to date going forward. So that's something that I wanted to announce today on this channel, on this space. But generally, I mean, obviously, I think the strength in decentralized social media is, I mean, we have seen the story of, like, what happened to our dear friend Liam at Stake Zero, right? He kind of lost his main channel on YouTube. So I think just like diversifying our content to other channels, especially a decentralized one, is a very good strategy to also have more resilience. And yeah, and I think it also allows a lot of room for experimentation, as Sisla was talking about this gated content. You know, I'm super excited for that one. Just all the possibilities and, you know, creative ways of how you can engage your community to watch your videos. Those are just like a few things, I guess, on the benefits. But yeah, maybe Winnie, you have also some takes.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of feedback. I'm probably going to take some of it offline. So for me, just because I'm kind of new to the ecosystem, I'm discovering all the different offerings as I engage with the different projects. So like I had a call with Passage. Is it Passage? I keep calling them Passage, but I've been told their name is Passage. I had a call with Passage, and that was my first point of interaction with their platform. And so kind of knowing that I was going to jump on this space, I'm not going to lie, like, to be honest, I started to explore Omniflix maybe a week prior to this space. And to be honest, I really love the platform. I actually really, really love the platform. My feedback is more on making the website more cohesive with the user experience on the platform, because the platform's actually really great. The website could use some work, but we'll talk about that offline. So yeah, I really think that what you guys are working on is really, really cool. There's so many different offerings, and I love that you're rewarding creators, because for the longest time, you know, like the central intermediaries have exploited people who create content, and then they've been the ones who profited from it. So just being able to decentralize this and engage with people and then reward people for their contributions is really, really awesome. And yeah, we have a lot of things that we've planned. Nemus hasn't even mentioned many of the ones that we had discussed. I don't know if you want to talk about those, Nemus, or should we just surprise them?
You mean generally the things that we plan to do in Omniflix going forward?
Yeah,
right?
Like the NFT.
Yeah, I think we can just drop this one as well. I mean, so we were discussing in a team, obviously, that I think it's about time that Stakesito also launches its own NFT collection, and not just like a simple one where everyone receives the same image, you know, but really something super creative. And yeah, I have actually already started working on this and shared some of the stuff with the team. And yeah, I guess like within the next, I would say roughly a couple months, we will launch also something on Omniflix. So an own NFT collection, but I cannot tell much more because it's still in the process.
I think that's a great news, to be honest. Really added like a highlight to the space. So really excited about what's to come. Of course, Stakesito has already had, like, you know, the badges that were dropped. So, let's see, like, you know, what comes in terms of the artwork, in terms of, I think, whatever we can do to, in terms of also amplify the release, make sure that more and more, it's such a big community. So, would love to make the best out of that and have more and more of, like, you know, fanatics be part of it.
Yeah, for sure. You guys have we have a DM, right? So anything you need support with, I mean, for us, our goal as validators is to ensure that we're supporting the networks that we validate. And actually, we've been pretty high up there in terms of ranking within the Omniflix ecosystem. So your community, you know, has placed its trust in us. So more than happy to amplify anything that you guys are working on, because yeah, we're super aligned, not just as a network that we validate, but you guys are also creators. And so I feel like you guys get us and we get you. And so yeah, super happy to support.
Oh, no, definitely. I think, there's so many synergies in terms of what we both like have to offer to Cosmos other than just like, you know, validator service. I think there's a lot of community building that we see from Stakesito side also. And I think as more and more people explore Cosmos, in the coming years, you would love to, like, you know, build tooling and also provide support in any way that the right information, the right guides into their entryway into Cosmos should do. Like, you know, and I think validators in a way act as the first port of entrance here, because the first thing, if you receive an airdrop or something, is that you go stake it. And I think, like, the right amount of education coming from validators is very important. The right amount of branding makes ton of difference. So I think that's also our vision, that, you know, validators also are able to market and do offerings other than in terms of just, like, you know, running campaigns and this thing. They should also be able to brand. They should also be able to launch NFT collection and make the right place for themselves for the contribution they have in the ecosystem. We also, along with Stakesito, like, you know, other than the group chats, we have we also have a Kebab and Cosmos 23 collections, like chat. So really hoping for Kebab Cosmos 24 one, since we're very excited for the event.
I wasn't in the 2023 one, but I'm definitely going to be in the one this year.
Yeah. So I think my final question in terms of for Srixito is also about, now that you have a delegation the size of something that it can be an airdrop qualifier category for a project to drop to, like, you know, 250K is a lot. What in terms of, say, for Cosmos 24, and when we're having, like, big events where a lot of ecosystems by themselves are meeting, what has changed in terms of, like, positioning, about educating them, and also marketing yourself as a validator? Because it's gone to a range where, as I mentioned, like, you know, become entry points to the ecosystem. So what has changed about it over the years in your experience?
In what sense? I'm not sure I get the question.
No, I mean, like, you Stakesito is such a big validator here that you at times are almost repping ecosystem when you're going for something like an Eat Denver or something. So in your experience, like, what has changed over the years growing Stakesito as a validator and now basically doing so much content? And so that you're in some sense are basically repping the ecosystem at these events. So how's the journey been from validator to being, like, also like a content hub, and then now like where you are at right now?
I feel like that's more Anima's question, because I've only been at Stakesito for literally 2 months.
Yeah, I will try to take it. I think it's not such a simple question, to be honest. But I mean, you are right. A lot has changed, right? And Stakesito exists now for, I would say, 3.5, like almost 4 years, something like that. And we obviously started off as a small validator. You know, Cryptocito just had a very small YouTube channel back then. You know, we didn't have much capacity to do a lot of those things that we do nowadays. But we simply started to focus just on the content side of things, and, like, be very focused on that, and also scale in that direction. And one of those activities were basically also, you know, launching something like Cosmoverse. This was, like, Cryptocito's idea. And obviously Cosmoverse also started smaller in Lisbon back then and grew to a very, very large conference. And I think even this year in Dubai, it will probably, you know, exceed all the expectations. So, and other than that, I mean, I think Cosmos just generally received much more recognition, also going to other events these days. People, like, know about it, talk about it, are really interested. And yeah, really glad to see this change.
Yeah. I think your pitching has also must have changed. Like, you know, I remember when, like, earlier Cryptocito video where he used to plug and also mention about, like, you know, staking in Cosmos for Atom or any, like, you know, other projects that you started validating to. And it's to be a very, like, newfound account, and now it's basically expanded across ecosystems. So it's made it big. And I think Cosmos Dubai is the perfect stage for also having Cosmos being explored by these projects, who are a lot of them who are actually, like, you know, based in Dubai. For this, a lot of responsibility this year on Cosmonauts also to be really repping the ecosystem, the, like, you know, interchain really well.
I also see Leo in the audience. Yeah. Leo,
I was literally just going to say, maybe he should jump up and say something.
If he's available. I mean, we have had Liam post Flux Talk, so he's not new new to our spaces.
I think he just dropped off though. He might come back.
Anyone has any question? With Stacito, with Nemus and Vinia here. So if you do share. I've just added Liam. Hi Liam.
I had some like audio issues when I first joined, so I didn't really hear anything except for the end of the conversation about me joining. But how's everyone doing? It's good to be back. Shout out to people like Sandy, Sisla, yourself, of course, Jayton, and everyone. It's just good to see everyone again. How are you all doing?
All good, all good. Really happy to have you back, like, you know, making a cameo appearance here. And with your team, which is even amazing. How have you been?
Busy. Stakesito is kind of, I guess we've just been doing a lot more recently. We've got Winnie joining the team. She's been like an engine, like, you know, obviously Search or Nemus, as you see him on the screen, has been busy with like a lot of ordinal equivalents on the Cosmos Hub. So yeah, we've been super busy. You know, there's a lot of change, there's a lot of developments. It's like a full blown bull market. It's a lot of a lot of work.
Yeah, we work Monday to Sunday basically.
No, definitely I see, but always good to hear from you. Like, you know, with Omniflix also we go way back, so always nice to have like a cameo appearance here, and we are looking forward to more and more, like, you know, tutorials on your side, of course. I have Sandy here. Sandy, please go ahead if you want to ask a question or share something.
Good morning, good evening, friends. I came up here to say congratulations and wish everybody a happy spring. And also to thank the Omniflix as well as CryptoCito. There's so much technical work involved. And I know we as creators freak out when one day we can't get on the system, but we're so used to everything working so well. So my DMs fill up. What's wrong? Why can't I upload? And we get through that. And I just also wanna acknowledge that we have an amazing woman, Winnie, who's been in the crypto realm for a long time. Sometimes there's very offensive marketing things like, let's make a perfume so women will be more interested. Why aren't women in crypto, right? So here we are, all these women, and we're like, well, where are we? We're in crypto, we're kicking ass. And so I don't know how that happens, but I don't know how those big marketing projects get through the okay, but I know somebody's gonna get fired. So anyway, that being said, people always say good morning, we're early. I think we need to change. We're not early anymore, now we're on time. So anybody that's coming in is now on time. We're past the early stage, we've all been scammed, hacked, and whatever, and now and now we're here and we have a huge community. Like Stakesito and Liam were way back in the day making their YouTube videos trying to educate us about crypto. And I would have to say that out of all the YouTube material that was out there, their content was the most useful and educational. So let me just start from there. I wouldn't even be in this realm if it was not for all the videos Stakesito and Liam created. So that being said, I'm so happy that you're doing successful. And you know what? There is a huge, huge need for us to educate the huge numbers of NFT artists, and you all know what I'm talking about. We have this very big number of NFT artists who were not literate about staking, about DeFi, and about any of that. So I just want to say, get ready. It's going to be really huge, especially with this Bitcoin. And that's why I started this Crypto Canvas project, because I'm on both sides of the fence. So this Friday, we're going to blow it up. It's the Persian New Year, so I want to congratulate everybody. And not only are we going to be buying art, we're just going to be buying art, and we're going to do giveaways, and we're going to be buying art on different blockchains as well. Because one of the things I realized that's actually happening in the Cosmos ecosystem, everything's coming together on OmniFlix. The Cosmos ecosystem is great, but if you want to find out about the Cosmos ecosystem, you go to OmniFlix TV, right? Akash, Secret, everything you need. This is going to be really huge, and that's why I'm really excited about these updates, because I don't want to deal with spam. I don't want to give all my NFTs away. I only want to give them to the people who interact with my videos. So I'm a bit long-winded. I apologize, but I'm really excited about this space because it's Persian New Year. My favorite people are here. And finally, after all the time I've been going on and on about OmniFlix, people are paying attention and the Cosmos greater ecosystem. And there's a few jealous birds who feel like they missed out, because a lot of the OG artists got rewarded on OmniFlix for being OG. Let me just tell you all, it's not late. You're on time. There's still plenty of time to grow and build your brand with the Cosmos ecosystem. And OmniFlix is kicking butt. Thank you so much. Back to your host.
Oh, that's so awesome. I'm just going to add to what she said, actually, because as I was exploring OmniFlix, even last night, I considered launching my own. I know, like, as Dixito, we're planning to launch an NFT collection, but just looking at all the art on there, I considered doing something of my own, like just a Winnie-specific collection. So, yeah, I know, super pumped to get on there and get stuff done. And I'm happy to know I'm not late. I'm on time.
No, definitely agree with everything Sandy said there. Quick question, Winnie, if you were to launch a collection right now, what would you name it?
I'm not going to tell you because then someone's going to name it that.
I want to do like a rapid fire sort of thing, but I definitely understand. I think you should save that idea and publish it soon as you can. We also have Nina here. Hi, Nina. How have you been?
Hey, guys. I'm good. Good morning. However, I had so much coffee. Like, this is not healthy anymore. So I'm sorry if I'm speaking like super fast. I'm about to run a marathon, really. Guys, I just wanted to say hi. And I wanted to say that I love all the work that you guys have been doing, both OmniFlix and Stakesito. It's amazing, really. Like, I feel that we have been talking for a while that there is a need to get to the final user. And finally, we're paying attention to that. And a big part of that, it's being done by OmniFlix and by Stakesito, by Liam, by Cryptocito. So yeah, I just want to say congratulations. I'm so happy that Winnie is in the team. I can see her personality through Stakesito. I remember I met her last year in Istanbul, and yeah, we were both lost. And I knew, I was like, yes, she's going to be my friend. Like, she gets me. We were super lost. So yeah, that's it. I just wanted to say hi and congratulations, guys. Keep doing what you're doing.
Go on, Winnie, please.
Yeah, that's true. I remember we were so lost. We couldn't find the elevator. And we went and we got help. And then we bumped into Brian from Chorus One, actually. And then we went up the with him.
It's too funny. Yeah, he was like, of course you two are lost. Come on.
No, thank you for the kind words, Nina, there. And of course, we're very thankful. You're such a great ambassador for Cosmos. And Cosmos is months away. So of course, like, you know, we're looking forward to another great, 3-4 day long event. And hoping that it
breaks all our previous records and it gets the attention it needs. So of course, you know, counting weeks at this point to Cosmos 24. I think Vinny, would you like to share anything? Any closing thoughts for people in the audience who still haven't gone explored Stakesito?
Not much. I do need to drop off in 5 minutes, but the only thing that I'd say maybe you guys should keep your eyes peeled for is we are actually working on kind of revamping the brand to just polish it a bit as we grow. We feel that the brand needs to slowly start reflecting that growth and just be a bit more clean and polished. So yeah, keep your eyes peeled. We are working on some really cool stuff that I don't want to spoil for you right now. But there will be some updates to the brand. Stakesito, the name will stay, but the look and the feel of the brand might change over the next couple of weeks.
That sounds amazing. We are psyched for it.
Me too.
I'm the best. Yeah.
Thank you. One of the amazing things Stakesito did way back in the day is he airdropped NFTs to people who were staking on, that were staking with the Stakesito validator. That was way, way back, like a long time ago. And I see Joseph recognize that. So I just want to say that was such a brilliant idea. Back then, we didn't have the, it was way in the beginning of the OmniFlix. Okay, Liam, I'm going to let you talk. Go ahead, please.
Oh, sorry, Sandy. I was actually going to just raise my hand for after you'd finished. But we were actually thinking of like dropping like more NFTs like recently, but you know, we actually realized like that whole process of like dropping a bunch of NFTs and rewarding like holders is actually a lot harder than it initially seems, right? Like, I know we did that initial drop. That was awesome. It was great to get them all out. And I think we like teased it a while back. So I know it's probably a few people might still remember that, that kind of like thing we teased. But it's just been like, it's actually really hard to coordinate all of that. You know, you've got to kind of find like resources in your dev team to go and like build like apps or build like mechanisms if there's any on-chain actions that need to be done. And like, yeah, we just never kind of got further with that idea. But I definitely love that we did it initially. So I just really wanted to quickly mention that that's always something we're like thinking about. Like as Winnie teased, like we've been looking into like NFT collections and stuff as well. I think it's like too early to really promise like anything. That's one thing I've learned like over time is like we have like these amazing ideas, but sometimes they just don't materialize. There's always like challenges, there's reasons, maybe there's not enough resources, maybe like a bear market just hit and you're just like, oh, okay, I guess we have to scale down what we do. So we always have stuff in the pipeline, but hopefully we can add more value. And sorry to interrupt you, Sandy. It was really just to kind of mention the NFT part because I know we teased like a few other NFTs more recently, but that's more on the back burner for now. At least like the badge idea we had probably back in like January, maybe even like end of last year. So yeah, just wanted to clarify around that.
Well, that just makes it more special, the ones that we already received. So that makes those rare and super special is what that does, now that I understand how difficult that is. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I just want to give a shout out also to Fight Farms. He's not here. A lot of the traditional artists are finding the collaboration is happening really well on OmniFlix. So thanks, everybody. Have a great rest of your evening. And thanks for doing everything you're doing. Back to you, host.
Thanks, everybody. I'm gonna have to drop off too.
No, that's. I think we are great, like good in times in terms of closing the space. Also, thank you, Vinny and Nemus and Liam from the Stakesito team for coming and basically repping the whole team and sharing all your thoughts, opinions, and also teasers about what's coming. This made the episode like, you know, of course, really special. And thank you to Nina and Sandy also for coming in and sharing your thoughts. Really excited for what's to come. Really excited for Cosmos Dubai this year. The future is in the chain. I'll be ending the space now. Thank you all for taking out the time. And I wish you all a great week ahead.
You too. Bye.
Good to pop in. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Nice.
I'm gonna tell you something. When the world starts to get really bad and these mugs out here robbing, you gonna love digital currency.
All these motherfuckers, they be running and gunning, and I'm all like, I'm sitting back just having fun in the sun. And then I'm like, 1 out of 100, I'm just building abundance. The sum of everything we built during the last 100 upsets. You're getting salty, feeling faulty, you ain't no man. I keep robo here, grinning ear to ear, throwing up anarchy. Smoking toiletries, spitting philosophies. Look at the dossier, we rack like geology. There's layers to this shit, like it's sedimentary. All these little onion peels getting torn off and buried. Imagine the smell, that shit is a vital experience. Without no and how you will not survive, period.
He's a fucking trip, man.
Jimmy, if you listen to this, right, you're getting absolutely fucking ripped to death, like on a stasis for the life, you little troglodyte bastard. I hope you fucking listen, I hope you come to my house, son. I swear to God, man, I've got fucking loads of weapons and mad dogs, man. You're just a little laugh, man. Go on, fuck off, man. Go on, fuck off. Harmony. Me and the wonder you're looking for a fucking job. You fucking idiot. You've just been fucking at my desk. Fuck off.
Try to change the course of the portion philosophy. I'm just here for the corporation sponsored lobotomy. Feels like I won the lottery, like I'm ghosting this pottery. Chill, Demi, boy, the shit's supposed to be haunting. If it wasn't, ain't no puzzle, you would try to train your muscle. Airdropping like a fatal hustle, but the pay is bustin'. Think of all the loss of crew just to pick up off the tricky custom. I figured all those sub-downs would make up for something. I guess it just goes to show, the fuck do I know? At least it's quiet over here, I like my little silo. It's better than watching them fight over how to divide my time between sitting at the desk and the ride home. Devs at Mickey D's, they leeching off that Wi-Fi. Zapdos and Moldy shipping more than 5 guys. Console open, waiting for the kamikaze. When the flash loans bang, they're feeling like paparazzi. Snapshot motherfuckers. We got layers, meteor, jawbreaker. We cracking a lot of craters. We rapping a lot of pay dirt, maxing out relayers. Imagine the smell, $5 wrench to your Darth Vader.
It's really funny to us at Binance that everyone here is talking about blockchain attack. We know who all the validators are. We know where they live, and we're going to their house. We're going with a wrench, a big wrench, and we will attack them with the wrench, and then we will take their validator node physically and put it in a truck and drive it to China.
Right. So this is an extension of the activities you performed on BTC, right? Funding and creating these massive Bitcoin mines, putting them in caves, putting them in factories that were abandoned in the past, and also using electromagnetic pulse bombs to detonate the USA and the other country mines, right? So you're now applying this strategy to LUNC in order to take over the chain, is that correct?
It's more simple. There's no EMP bomb. It's just a van of men in balaclava, and they have wrench, and they're taking the physical validators from people's houses. They are usually very fat, and they're usually in the shower with trying to wash their mice droppings off their clothes. So it's very simple. We just walk in and we take it. But if there's someone who is sitting at the computer or sleeping at the computer, we hit them with the wrench really, really hard. And then they say, stop. Don't do that again. And we say, that's okay. Just give us your validator node, and then they give it to us, and we drive it to China.
Channel Spaces.